Good morning. We're moving into the time of the year, which brings us closer to Purim and Pesach. So we're going to shift some of our Hilchot Tefillah toward focusing on these upcoming Chagim. Really the season begins this Shabbat. I should actually say the season began last week. There's a concept of studying the Halachot of a Chag 30 days before. So we're already within the 30 days before Purim. So it's the right time to start thinking about the halachot that are related to this chag. And this Shabbat is Shabbat Parshat Shkalim, Shabbat Parshat Mishpatim. There's a special maftir that we're going to read, which is the maftir of Shkalim and a special haftarah. And it's important to realize that it's not only a special maftir, but it's the beginning of a series of four special Shabbatot, which lead us from this Shabbat and upcoming Shabbatot that will lead us to the Shabbat before Pesach, the Shabbatot before Pesach. We're just going to focus for a couple moments on Parshat Shkalim. Parshat Shkalim actually comes from Sefer Shmot, Perek Lamed, which is Parshat Ki Tisa. So it's not that far away, actually, in the actual Parshiot. We're going to be reading the actual Parsha Ki Tisa in a couple of weeks. And it has in it the mitzvah to donate to the Beit HaMikdash. And we know that the donations to the Beit HaMikdash began with the new year for the Beit HaMikdash, which was the month of Nisan. So if it's the month of Nisan, we have to give people an announcement 1 month before, at least 1 month before, start reminding people to give in your yearly donation to the Beit HaMikdash, which was called the Machatzit HaShekel. And this commandment is in Parsha Ki Tisa, in that series of psukim. And we do not have a Beit HaMikdash anymore, so our ability to keep this mitzvah today is only remembrance and ceremonial and Zecher LaMikdash, Zecher LaMachatzit HaShekel. But nonetheless, we read this parasha. There are even some poskim that say by reading the parasha, we fulfill the mitzvah that we're not able to do in its full sense. So I'll just mention one or two halachot, which are important. Number one is the fact that there are some poskim who hold that the only, many poskim hold that the only parasha which is from the Torah that we must be in the shul to hear it is Parashat Zachor, which is going to be read in the Shabbat before Purim in a couple of weekends. But when it comes to the other parshiot of Shkalim, of Parah, and of HaChodesh, which is the one before Nisan, those are only rabbinic in nature. Those only mean the Rabbanan. But there are a number of poskim. It's not how we follow the halakha, but gives us a sense of how important it is to be in the shul to hear these parshiot that say that when we read these parshiot, we're doing it as a fulfillment of a mitzvah from the Torah. So we don't necessarily follow that halakha, but it gives us a reminder of how important it is to be in the shul for this Kriyat HaTorah, special Kriyat HaTorah of Shkalim, of Parah coming up, and of course HaChodesh. Zachor, again, is a mitzvah min HaTorah pretty much across the board, according to all the poskim. We'll talk about that more in the coming weeks. But keep that in mind, number one. Number two is the Zecher LaMachatzit HaShekel, which is something that we do on the Erev Purim, right before the Purim comes in, right before the reading of the Megillah, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And again, it's ceremonial. It's more like today kept as a symbol of tzedakah. We do it for charity to different organizations in advance of Purim. But that is something that many shuls, there'll be somebody's figured out what the weight is in coins. You should try to give that amount or a certain amount that equals the amount of machatzit shekel. What is it today? I don't know, it's probably less than a dollar, but it's around maybe a dollar. If you can give that amount to tzedakah, that would be a way to fulfill this zecher l'machatzit shekel. And again, as I think we mentioned a few weeks ago, The reason why we give the tzedakah is a way to count Jews and also a way to count our contributions. Because at the end of the day, if we count up the number of Jews in the world, we're not going to have that many. But if we count up the contributions of the Jews and what everybody gives, and what everybody gives not just of their finances but of their time and their energy, we'll be very inspired to continue the giving in each way that we can. A wonderful day.